Kalib Thompson, and this is my unsolicited opinion.
Hypocrites and parasites. Who knows who Bob was talking about when he made that reference in the 70s, but in the here and now, there are a few of them I'd like to speak on. Now, I know my Jamaican people aren't too copacetic with the issue of homosexuality. There are even Jamaican songs dedicated to the annihilation of homosexuals. When we leave Jamaica, though, many of us take a less hardline view and understand that it's a big world and everybody ain't gonna be exactly like we are. Many of us do remain closet bigots, secretly wishing ill for gays, but never saying it out loud unless we're in like-minded company. You know, the way closet racists feel comfortable showing their true colors around Donald Trump. Now, on the issue of hypocrites and parasites, we have some politicians that fit the bill whom I'd like to address. In the wake of America's latest heartbreaking mass casualty, Jamaica's Attorney General, meaning the highest-ranking enforcer of laws in the country, Marlene Malahu Fort, jumped on the mighty new political pulpit called Twitter and proclaimed in response to a tribute at the U.S. Embassy in Jamaica that it was, quote, disrespectful of Jamaica's laws to have hashtag rainbow flag flown here, end quote. This, my friends, is no hypocrite. Is she a vitriolic bigot? Hells yes. Is she a parasite? Well, she hopped onto the bumper of a major international tragedy to advance her vitriolic, bigoted ideals, so I'd say yes. But is she a hypocrite? Absolutely not. On the other hand, her conservative counterparts in America are total hypocrites. Many of them still oppose gay marriage, equal rights for same-sex couples, equal rights for transgendered people, but turn around and support their racist bigot-in-chief who declared in the wake of this heinous crime that he's the best thing since sliced bread for the gay community. The folks who support his rhetoric are parasites in the crevices of the American people's backside, sucking the life and joy out of them by fueling hatred, endorsing weapons of mass destruction in the form of semi-automatic weapons, and allowing homegrown terrorists, meaning all the white men who claim insanity, then bomb, shoot, and kill crowds of people, or a lone black boy armed with a bag of Skittles, to be fed with a hamburger and held in relative comfort or sent along on their merry way. At the same time, entire races or classes of people are held to account when a similar lone perpetrator happens to be from one of those minority groups. These same stupid people want to keep an entire religious population from entering the U.S., but believe that once they're here, even if they're flagged as potential terrorists and mass murderers, they should not be stopped from acquiring weapons of mass destruction in the form of guns and ammunition. Brilliant, right? Now, there are hypocritical parasites on both sides of the aisle here in the U.S. and back home. And most bigots take great offense at being called bigot, but don't care about the feelings of the people they condemn for holding different opinions from themselves. The definition of bigotry is literally intolerance toward those holding different opinions. I'm being bigoted against bigots right now. The difference is I'm not doing it in the name of God. Now, I know that statement is going to rub some people the wrong way, but think about it. They promote hatred and condemnation of consenting adults who only want the freedom to love each other. And they promote this hatred in the name of God. I don't know that God is going to congratulate anyone for that kind of behavior, but that's a different argument. Fortunately, there are some politicians who stand up for the rights of protected classes and all Americans, including gays, and Mexicans, and Muslims, and blacks, etc., etc. And those are the ones we'll hopefully support come election time. Now, typically, I prefer to discuss solutions rather than challenges. But the first step here must be identifying the challenge. There is far too much intolerance among us based on race, faith, and sexual orientation. There are far too many hypocrites, parasites, and bigots in positions of power. If you agree with them but hate to be called those names, remember the words of the very insightful songwriter Bob Marley, "Who the cap fit, let them wear it."
Until next time, follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Kalib Thompson and on Twitter at Kalib, C-A-L-I-B-E.